Mark Twain spent the last decade of his life dictating his autobiography and demanding it not be published for 100 years after his death.
Who has the chutzpah to think that anyone's going to want to read it in 100 years? Well, Mark Twain did.
Bob Hurst is a curator of the Mark Twain Papers at the University of California, Berkeley.
I think the real reason for this delay is really not so much the 100 years bit. I mean, 100 years is a nice round number, and what it really meant to Mark Twain was a long time.
Hurst says Twain is frank and open in the autobiography. He says what he thinks, he changes subjects, his humor shines through.
You really literally cannot read 10 pages without laughing out loud, and that goes for people who've read it before.
Hurst has read it before. He says it took some sharp editors poring over Twain's papers to determine the final form of the autobiography now available to the public. Brian Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.